I'm tired, boss.
All right. Let's get it popping.
I like that song.
Hating ass homeboy. Of course you got... I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course you gotta watch me. I'm trying to backdoor you, nigga. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I'm always saying slick shit and passing it off as a joke. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I'ma ask you for money, and if you say no, I'ma tell everybody you not shit and you owe me money. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I put you onto a plug I knew was gonna rob you. We split the money. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I see your posts on Instagram. I'm the one reporting it. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course you changed up and you don't fuck with niggas no more. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I can't beat you in a fight. If I could, I would have been told you it was smoke, nigga. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course if I see you cheating on your girl, I'ma tell her. I wanted her since y'all met. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I'm friends with niggas you don't like. We praying on your downfall. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course if I get jammed up for some shit with the feds, I'm giving them your name. If somebody gonna go down, I'd rather it be you. I'm your hating ass homeboy. Of course I try to fuck with every bitch you stop messing with. We got shit in common. We all don't like you. You're hating.
That's stunt.
Whoa.
Hating ass homeboy.
Sean, go ahead.
Welcome to the Sean Show. How y'all niggas feeling?
Wow.
Welcome to episode 172 of the greatest podcast of all time. That's absolutely about nothing. What podcast is this, Sean?
Yup, Sean's World.
Another podcast.
You mad because I said no name ring louder.
Why can't it be
mine?
About me?
That's what tipped you off, bitch. It's the truth, though, ain't it? It's the truth, though, ain't it? Don't no name ring hotter than mine. I don't give a fuck
Sean's
who
mom.
Don't like it.
Why
nigga.
Can't it be about me?
I told
Sean's
you,
mom.
If you want the title, you got to come take it. Thank you can't God. Hate it's it away.
Yeah. It's Sean's world. Sean's world.
We got to do that over a beat.
Sean,
what the fuck was that, Harley?
Mouth fart noise.
Okay.
Okay, Sean.
What mouth?
Niggas doing
today. Wait, what episode is this?
172.
No.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to double check.
I'm looking at it right now.
This is episode 172. Of Yup, Another Podcast that is absolutely about nothing. Greatest podcast of all time. And it's also Sean's World. All right.
Sean's World. She don't give a fuck.
That. Okay.
Why'd she point?
I like.
Because she liked it.
He was on point. She don't give a fuck. That was a good one. She don't give a F about nothing. How y'all niggas doing?
I'm well, man.
It's still what month before we get started?
Women's History Month.
Women's History Month.
This is for bitches, nigga.
Let's fucking go.
Shout out to all
the
women.
That's
the
best
job
ever, yo.
That really is. I like that.
Real shit.
This is for the bitches, nigga.
Shout out to the bitches, nigga.
I like that. How y'all doing?
I'm well, man.
Khalif. This fucking hat.
Chilling.
Doing good, man.
Khalif, I think that since you had this hat, you should speak in a southern accent for
that's
majority of podcasts.
Bruh.
Oh, I can do that.
All right now.
What?
All right.
You gotta
now.
Hit us with a howdy.
Say howdy, y'all.
Say the howdy, baby.
On the Yup, Another Podcast. How the fuck y'all niggers doing today?
Niggers. That's the super racist version of niggers. Yeah. Niggers.
Super down south, man.
Let's do something real quick. Hold on.
That's Mississippi.
What are we gonna do?
What you got?
Go ahead, get that last one.
I'm
supposed to spit.
Wait, is this an instrumental? I was like, wait a minute.
They got the instrumental.
I got nervous. This is that shit, though.
Wait, y'all know how to square this? Anybody know how to square this?
Yo. No. The funny part is I seen someone tweet like, this is why they started teaching the square dances in fourth grade to prepare us for this. And then it's all Beyonce albums.
I didn't think about that. I don't know how to square dance, though.
For what's it called?
It's like gym.
It's called play. Something Carter.
We had to learn how to square dance for gym.
No, you
it
never.
Like, it was like a
you
period.
Never had to, remember they taught us the Cotton Eye Joe?
Now that no. I...
Where did it come from? Where did it go? Where did it go? Cotton Eye Joe.
Wait, y'all had to learn that, though?
I had to learn it.
You had to learn that?
There was like
gym
a
class?
They teach them music class, actually.
They taught me in gym class. Like it was like a period.
That's
kind of
crazy.
It was like a 4-week period randomly.
They wanted you niggas went to down learn the gym
thinking
dance.
We was gonna play some basketball
they,
or
what
Gaga.
What they were trying to do is they was trying to keep y'all controlled in the system.
You're controlled.
Oh, Kanye.
Niggas thought they was gonna play basketball in gym. Next thing I know, I got it's a whole box talking about something like, all right, guys, time to dance. Put that country music on.
Beat in the beat, bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. Where'd you grow up again? In New York?
That makes sense. Okay.
She been everywhere.
You don't know who that really is for real. That makes sense. That's her for real.
I know who that is.
That's young. That's young.
Young her?
That's young, yeah, young her.
That's young Porter.
International money.
Real shit.
Yeah. International money.
Y'all niggas knew who y'all. Y'all sitting around.
All over the globe.
Royalty for real.
All over the globe.
You not part of royalty for real? Let's keep it real.
Fuck locals.
Worldwide shit.
She global, yeah.
Worldwide shit.
Anytime you learn how to fucking square dance. Because we did not.
Yeah, you was at the hold downs.
Right.
No, for
real. Rodeo?
We had like all different kinds of gym classes. Like,
you don't got a mic, so you got you should come over.
She got a project.
Yeah.
Okay.
This ain't Texas. We ain't hold 'em.
I wish we had something. Oh, we do. We got a Texas topic. I forgot.
We do.
I didn't see this
yeah,
until
we got
today.
A Texas topic.
But what y'all? How was y'all week for talking niggas get into this week?
A lot of drinking on Saturday.
Yeah.
Celebrating.
Oh, I didn't drink on Saturday.
Yeah, like, you did.
No, I drank on. I drank on.
Friday.
Not
yeah.
doing that again.
Yeah, man. Stunt was turned up on Friday, boy. Let me tell you.
Oh, you was?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Man.
Tell me about it.
I can't. I wish I could.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
Damn, man. You was out here acting legendary.
No. Embarrassing, actually.
Why are you so embarrassing?
Yeah. That's actually a perfect way.
He wanted to die.
To die. To this day. Yeah, I do.
Damn, man. What the fuck did you
do? I was embarrassed.
I didn't want you alive, man.
Damn, man. What you do, man?
Embarrass myself.
All right, that's cool.
Hey, man.
It's okay, man.
We all get like that.
We all embarrass ourselves every now and then. It's just how you recover from your embarrassment.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Sean, not me.
Nigga, move with that positive shit.
Move with that positive shit.
Sean looking like, fuck this embarrassing ass nigga.
Yeah.
Embarrassing bitch.
Be alone with that shit. I don't know.
Damn. I ain't part of that.
Yeah, it's really just how you recover from the embarrassment, for real.
Yeah.
So... my vow is not embarrass myself again.
It's okay, man.
I just need to
that was in the past.
Yeah, it's in the past, yeah, man.
It's all about how you move forward with your future. Day.
You live to another day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but Harley, we was drinking beers, crushing beers on the...
Yeah, we was. We was crushing
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day weekend, you know. Crushing beers.
Crushing beers, you know, all day.
It's crazy because I was with y'all for like 30 minutes and I left y'all, right? And I left y'all to go to my brother's birthday dinner, real nice. But then I got sent a video. Sean, you got the same video.
Oh.
Of.
I did.
I'm not a gay spotter.
I did.
One of the most top five pause moments in life. And this, I'm going to be honest. It's a pause moment that I can't even blame you for. Because that, you were attacked, my brother. You are a victim.
I am. I am.
That's crazy.
And the thing is, for real, the way it went down, I wasn't even supposed to be there.
Open cases on these bitches.
Like, I wasn't supposed to be there.
Harley about to open some cases on these bitches.
I'm sick and tired of you white women. I think white women have been hearing me talking shit for a past couple months, and they was like, we gonna fuck
him
up.
They said they was gonna get you.
We gonna get his ass.
They
might
be united.
This moment in the podcast, in the video, I put the video
on. Might as well, because like, this is some bullshit.
They need to see
like,
it.
What you watching right now, as you see on this screen right now, this is not my fault. I didn't do nothing.
They set you up?
They set me up. We're going to say this. Jerry was out here. I was like, yo, man, I'm going to buy one for Bree. You do the other one because I'm not going to do it. I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
He did it, though.
He did do it.
No, he bought another one.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Because, yeah, he did do
that. I'm about to say, I got a video of him doing it, too.
Oh, so he set you up.
Everybody set me up. The white girl, Jerry.
Damn.
Just the cameras. First of all, everybody had the every cameras. Angle. The cameras. 4K. This is the moment of time. I was like,
what
y'all
the
not supposed
fuck?
To. This is bad. It was bad.
Let me tell you what happened. So apparently they did the, you know, syringes where they put the syringes and put liquor the in it. So they put the syringe, right. They gave the Harley. Harley opened his mouth. Like, all right, cool. She's about to shoot the syringe in my mouth, which is also a pause. But
yeah, that was
what made it worse is that she stuck the syringe in his mouth. The syringe is about this big. So Harley's like, huh? His face went, huh? Huh? And then he goes,
show her the video.
Garbage.
Send him.
We watch. No, we watch every. No. Listen, don't you do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Play the song.
Don't do that to me. First of all, the way she had did it to everybody else.
Fuck you, boy.
The way she did it to everybody else, it was perfectly normal. Even with Bree, normal. Me. Like, what the fuck? Why you do all of that?
That joint was funny, though.
It was hilarious.
My baby. No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
My man Jerry was stressing. He said, oh, no, what we going to do?
I can't hear him in the back.
No. The one she had to agree with broken.
She said, put it in her mouth. She said, put it in her mouth, Carly. She said, put it in her
mouth. I'm sorry.
You want to
go down? I swear to God, I always leave Carly with the podcast every other week. Shit always happened to be.
That was fucked up. That was fucked up.
You are a victim. It's okay, brother. This
Gary was stressed this shit on you. That's
it's
hilarious.
A pause, but you were a victim.
You were a victim.
This is wild. This is why, nigga. This is why I don't go out no more, man. I gotta take back. You know what? We're gonna find her. We're gonna find her.
She did you dirty. That's crazy.
We're gonna find her. That shit.
You want to catch her at work next week?
Fuck yeah.
He was like, I know what Jimmy did. You etched ass ass bitches.
Edge fitness
That's
ass bitch.
That's funny as shit.
She definitely an edge fitness ass bitch too. I'm going to catch her. I'm going to have
edge
tomatoes ready.
Edge fitness ass bitch.
I'm throwing eggs and tomatoes at her.
That's really hilarious, yo.
Eggs and tomatoes.
Damn, she ain't even just put the tip, bro. She like really.
All right, all right, all right.
Yo, now they hit a Harley with the. Let me just put the tip in. Let me just put the tip in.
She like, no, it's just a tip.
It's just a tip.
That's why her ass didn't get no fucking tip.
That's why, damn. Niggas said to a girl, y'all just kiss the tip.
Yeah. Whole thing in your mouth, next thing you know. Damn.
Damn. Yeah.
Now you a goblin.
Hey, now you gobbler. Yeah.
Throat gulp.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Harley. I hate that it happened to you.
Hey, I hate it happened to me too, man. Yeah. Because it wasn't supposed to happen to me.
It's the way he looked at the camera afterwards.
Sexual abuse is not funny, guys.
You need to cut this off right now. Cut it off. Cut it off right now. Somebody grab his phone.
What's happening,
Chichi? Shut it off. Shut it off right now.
I'm trying to bust all on you. Love the way you walk, love the way you talk. Let a young nigga come play your throat, deep stroke your throat till I make
chill,
you.
Chill, bro, don't leave, bro. Chill, bro. Bro.
He said, I'm leaving. I'm
sick.
Yo!
I'm about to clear out this whole motherfucker.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Harley. She said throat go, and I was like, oh shit.
I knew where your mind was going immediately when she said that. I was like, why should she say that out loud?
Oh, man. I'm so sorry that you were a victim of that, bro.
It's all right, man.
Wait. We might have to play one more song.
Damn. Y'all fucking him up.
We might have to play one more song.
Y'all fucking him up.
What song are you talking about?
He gonna send it to you right now. Nah, I'm interested, though.
I ain't shit. Yo! Ain't shit.
Harley, don't look at my phone real quick. Don't look at my phone.
This song a banger though, so it's cool.
Now it's a fucking banger.
So it's cool.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Buy that. Kill him. Dipset. Lil Weezy.
Cash Money.
This shit is out of here.
Yo, Ma, let me holler. Let's do it. Oh,
Ma, I've been hugging the block.
In the block.
That's right. Hustling rocks.
Hustling rocks.
I know I've been puffing a lot.
Puffing
but
a lot.
You wanna know, baby girl, you gon' suck it tonight.
Oh my God.
My dick hard as a motherfucker. You don't want to tell that shit to another sucker.
I ain't. All right, my fault. We off that.
My bad, Harley. You my fault. You my a fault, victim, bro. Man.
My fault, yeah.
I'm a fucking victim, man. Y'all laughing at my pain. I was abused.
Look, I got you.
I was harassed.
Like, man.
It's cool because I'm your man's, right? It's because I'm your man's, right? It's cool, right? Because if I wasn't your man's, this shit would be gay, right?
Nah,
we not
cool. Yeah, that's right.
I'm sticking up for you. I play Runaway Love.
Yeah. Nah, my man not gay.
That little Harley's only 29 years old.
That's my man, so you know what he is.
He said that's my man. So you know he bi. I'm gonna say he bi.
I ain't gonna say you all the way, G.
Thursday.
He's cracking the fuck up.
But sexual abuse isn't for me, guys.
It's not.
It's not at all. We don't tolerate that here.
Mm.
You was laughing too.
She gonna look over.
All right.
So y'all hear about Texas?
Yeah, so we talking about Tex.
Then I also wanna like to say, like, Bree gave us the greatest video of all time this week, and like we just gotta remember, like,
yeah.
It's almost that video that so good. Is good as Hog Tie.
All right, Kelly Hog Tie?
Yeah. It's up there with I Want a Cookie. I want a cookie. Yeah. I want a cookie.
Why was this niggas gassing them up singing that joint too?
They ain't got no more cookies. Damn.
Damn. They ain't got no more cookies, bro.
No more cookies.
I want a cookie.
I want a cookie.
I want a cookie.
Damn, dog.
Damn, dog. Yeah, Chicago.
Nigga sick.
There's a lot of reasons we should have knew R. Kelly did everything that they said he did.
Yeah.
It was a video.
That nigga did everything.
But I want a cookie.
He did that shit. In a video with the African girls.
What?
Where he was performing on stage, asking if you got your
Do
shots.
Do you have your passport?
Oh, wait. Was he wearing the purple tank top joint and the tongue belt buckle?
No, because that was sick as well.
That was sick.
What?
You never seen the picture of R. Kelly with the purple outfit and he had a purple belt buckle with the tongue out?
He had a bedazzled.
The belt buckle had his tongue out?
The belt buckle had a tongue and a mouth and it was bedazzled.
He is.
Yeah.
Sicko.
Yeah, for sure. I'm happy he is where he is.
Nasty man.
That's a nasty man. Nasty bad man.
Nasty bad man.
Nasty bad man.
Nasty bad man. Yo, she see it? Yo, show Sean.
Let me see, yo. Let me see. He nasty. Sean. He wild. Let me see.
This outfit is nasty, bro.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo, what?
What the fuck is happening?
He's gross.
He perform with that on?
Yeah. He's singing his ass off, too.
You ain't never seen a video where he made the women, like, what was they doing? Touching his dick, I guess, through his pants on stage?
Through his pants?
Oh.
Do you remember that?
That might have been the same performance.
That could be the same performance. I thought he had black pants on that time, though.
No. Do you ever see the stand-up with Aziz Ansari? He's talking about how he went to the R. Kelly concert.
No.
And he said, this bitch can't make me. He's like, I bet you can't make me scream, and then the one girl put a tease out and said, oh no, I bet the next bitch can't make me scream. and then like I thought that, like, it was like funny as shit, and then I saw the performance. That John is funny as shit. Like, that Aziz Ansari stand up is classic. It's I think it's the Buried Alive one, but like, yo, that John is funny as shit.
Really a sick man.
Like, super fucking funny. But that's when Aziz was like top tier, hilarious.
Prime Aziz.
Yeah. But since you did mention Texas earlier.
Yeah.
Texas.
Get into it. Go ahead.
So apparently Texas got rid of Pornhub.
Texas is getting rid of Pornhub and
Minneapolis?
And Minneapolis, I didn't know about this. Uber and Lyft.
Why is Minneapolis banning Uber and Lyft?
Well, so they made Uber and Lyft may pull out, what's happening there. I found out later.
They made what?
So they made they raised their minimum wage to a certain amount that is over the amount that Uber would pay for people that are Uber drivers and shit. And they're like, oh, if you want to do Uber or Lyft here, then this is the only way you could do it. To say the minimum wage has to be this amount. And they're like, oh, well, we probably going to pull out. Fuck y'all. So
so it's back to taxis?
Basically, yeah.
Damn.
Shit.
It's like how bad, like how Airbnb in New York, you can only do it for 30 days and shit now. Like,
yeah, that's ass.
But Texas had made the Pornhub rule thing. So in Texas, the only way you could watch porn on, like, Pornhub pulled out of, like, having porn in Texas now. But, like, they're trying to do it for the sites where you have to put your actual ID in, like, your actual physical driver's license ID or identification card. And then now everybody going to know your searches and shit, what you actually be searching. So if you be searching some freaky-ass shit, they going to know.
Oh, damn. They have porn websites that scan IDs?
That's what you have to do to watch some porn, yeah.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. I think people should do that.
Why?
Because, I mean, porn is for niggas that's 21 and over. You got niggas 18. That's like 12. Oh, 18? My fault, 18.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, I'm a big boy at 18. Big no, fella.
I get that. You're right. But at the same time, what if you were into some freaky ass shit that you're like, I don't really feel comfortable knowing people know I watched it.
You know what I'm saying? What if you like armpit sex?
Now everybody know you watched the stepmom porn.
Now you the nigga that be watching armpit. You be watching armpit fucking.
Armpit fucking?
Armpit fucking.
I don't think you should. You probably just shouldn't watch porn if you like watching people fuck niggas' armpits.
Hey, listen, you can't judge people.
What if you're a person that's closeted and you be watching titties at the top and dick at the bottom? And you don't want people knowing
that's just what you into, man.
That everybody know what you because you put your ID and you like, damn. Or what if you was, what if, well, here's the worst part. What if you was just crazy. Looking up something because someone told you to look up something? And now that's in your search history with your ID because someone else told you to look up nothing. Now you just look like a freaky like, man, ass fool.
It's 2024, you know, just be open with yourself, you know?
You gotta say it in a southern accent.
It's 2024, y'all, you know, just be open with yourself.
So you gotta be open with yourself.
That's wait. True. Was it a lot of, like, underage kids watching porn in Texas?
I mean, probably.
Well, you know, the kids still got access to Twitter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not stopping shit.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't been on porn.
Oh, they got access to Twitter? Oh, that's...
Fuck yeah.
That's free porn. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I see porn on Twitter way more. The last time I was on Pornhub is that Valentine's Day, they get everybody a free account for 3 days. So I said, well, I might as well see what... Like the hip. And I was watching all the porn in 8K, and I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. 8K. It was clear as fuck. And they had VR porn. I was like, wow, I just want to see what the VR porn looked like. It was pretty cool.
And also, what did you watch was the first thing?
It was, they only had a white woman in VR, and I was like, all right, there's only 3 videos. And
that's what you was into?
No, I wasn't really into it. I was like, all right, watched it. All right, cool.
What was it like? Could you, like, touch?
Yeah, was it like you was fucking?
No, you just right. was watching. You could just move your head around and see the room and shit. It was just...
And so you was so in there watching.
So it's basically like you was being a cuck.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It's like being a cuck.
It was just like strange.
That's kind of strange.
Like, but they have, like, the new VR porns and shit, like the one that, like, in the Oculus.
Mm-hmm.
Those ones are like, it's like, oh, you can like really, it's like you fucking a girl, but they have like this, they have like the machine you can use and shit too.
Huh?
Y'all watch Black Mirror? Y'all seen the Striking Vipers doing?
No.
That's what they doing.
They pushing that. They have a lot of shit like that. So like they have like a sex toy that like, say you and your wife are in like different cities or whatever.
Right? We talking about this.
Oh yeah, the sex toy where you guys can use it from a distance. It's like all right, Ella, the niggas thrust to the whatever the joint he fucking and feel like he fucking you or whatever.
Way too hard.
And then you guys be on like Facebook, but it only works when y'all do it at the same time.
Just go cheat for a late. Nobody got time.
Why can't they just
masturbate?
Right. You gotta go enough. Cheat.
I could just masturbate on FaceTime. It's really that simple.
That's just too much buying them toys and shit for that.
So you're not gonna do the VR? You're not gonna get the you're not gonna get the 3D dick.
I could just
spending way too much money, but I could just go cheat.
That VR shit is weird, man.
Yeah,
I can get dick for free.
I know that's right.
Oh, I know that's right.
Go ahead, dick for free.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
This dick ain't
porn free. Is a. It's a porn's out of hand now. I don't be like seeing
porn it. Is out of hand.
Like honestly, I don't be like wanting to see like if porn pop up. I'm like, all right, cool. But a lot of times I just be skipping that shit because I feel like I've seen too much of it. It's just
you desensitized.
It feels like it's grotesque to me now a little bit sometimes.
You feel disgusted?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, ew, why am I watching this?
Unless I'm like really, oh shit. But also, like, remember, I don't like masturbating really no more. So it's like, all right, I think that's also it.
This whole celibate guy.
Still
very celibate.
No, I'm saying like, that could be one of the reasons. It's like, all right.
Nah, but like sometimes it's just like you kind of just want to watch some chill shit or some funny shit, and then you just see the Twitter porn page just retweeting everything.
Annoying shit.
Retweeting everything.
You go on Twitter and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, let me go just see what's on the timeline.
And you be at the market or in church.
Yo,
it'd be like,
or you be at work and niggas walk by, you be like, oh shit.
Oh shit. No, turn the brightness down.
It's like, how's when I'm in my house?
Bookmark it also.
When I'm in my house in bed, the first thing that come up is funny shit. But when I'm anywhere that's public, it'd be like, ah.
I'll quickly bookmark it and then like keep scrolling. Like, we're going to come back to that.
It's never anything chill when you just try to be never. Chill.
They be getting their ass bust and you be at a family dinner.
you like, oh, people like, yo, go see us on Twitter. But, oh, yeah, let me go.
Yeah.
You got to put your phone down.
They out of hand. Wait, why is Twitter allowed? I don't understand why Twitter is allowed to have porn. That's what I still
remember
can't.
Remember when Twitter
I
didn't
can't
have
understand
porn,
that. When it didn't have porn?
Yeah, it was fun.
But why is it allowed on Twitter now? Like,
I don't know either.
I don't understand that.
I feel like it just came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere.
That's a different
and
world,
at
man.
At first, it was cool. It was like, oh,
yeah,
shit. Cause
it was
only
like
fans,
shit.
OnlyFans, John's like, all right, shit. And then it just got
it's
like...
It's on our timelines now.
It's like super porn.
It's super porn.
Every fucking...
It's like dark web porn.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Like, you
remember,
every
like click a couple like connecting joints? It's like,
I go to a couple pages.
No, like, oh, remember the
not the replies.
Yo, you remember the one time there was like this one girl was like, yo, the person was like, the worst thing I ever did is click her media. And we was like, what? And we clicked the John page and then you click her media, the first John is her shitting. You like, what the fuck?
Yes. What? that's a different world, man.
You know what a prime example is? Sexy Red's responses on Twitter.
That's what I thought about that.
Be full of
that's
porn.
A good, like, once you go to the responses, it's all straight porn.
This porn.
No matter what she says.
Are
she
we
be like,
agreeing with Texas?
It might be.
Are we out here like, you know what, Texas is right. Stop this right.
It's disgusting.
Stop the fucking
like,
the
I
porn.
I always want to see it. It's just too much, kind
of.
Like,
and some of y'all amateur porn, y'all shit is whack anyway.
Damn, you coming to the amateurs now.
They coming at y'all sex.
Damn.
Y'all should not post that.
Save that shit.
All right? Some of y'all shorties, some of y'all bodies, man, a little too sloppy.
Hey, yo.
Damn.
Some of y'all niggas.
Body shaming.
I don't know, because I don't post that.
Yo! That's what I say.
Okay. You about to body shame the niggas?
Yo. Is this Elon Musk's fault? I gotta figure out how we got porn.
Nah,
on
because
so
like
much.
The former owner of Twitter, the creator and everything like that, it was still happening under him too. Cause like,
but it's excessive
half of this,
now.
Yo, 2020 is like porn like, just like got crazy.
Got crazy, and some of these joints would be bots too. So it was like be like,
yeah,
they just fake
that
pages
dark,
where it's
that
just
dark web shit, man.
What the fuck?
They just need to put. Bring back Tumblr and just put that shit back on there.
Tumblr removed it. And it was like, damn.
Why though? We could have just left it on Tumblr.
That's probably, actually, I think that's when it happened. Right after Tumblr stopped doing it, it went on Twitter.
Shit started changing. Mm. It's the shit that we don't read and we just agree to. That's exactly what it is. We gotta start reading, yo.
Niggas do gotta start reading the
terms
and conditions.
Yeah, cause we just accept it and agree it. We don't even read it.
That's on 9,000 pages.
That should be 47 pages, bro. Hey,
nigga, almost done. Day six, he like, almost done. I'm almost done, ready to agree, guys. They're like, well, you gotta start from the top every single time.
Every single time. That's what happened. Bro. We agree and we didn't read the fine print.
Nah, we should start doing that. Read the fine print.
Read the fine print. That's why we go.
You can't accept all the terms and conditions. Everybody.
You can't accept all the terms. Did you guys see? Let me see if I can find this real quick. Mm-hmm. 1 second, Texas. All right. Did you see that? What Kanye did the other day? On
yes.
No, not that one. Not that one. There's another thing.
Oh, it's more.
We go, nah, wait. That's not it, bro. Not it,
he should be staying fresh. He was there with like
with Safari when he was rapping. For Charlamagne, yeah. And just Charlamagne go, nah, that's not it, bro. Not it,
he should be staying fresh. He was there with like, you know what's so messed up? It's like, he didn't really know they was together. So he's down doing Dark Fantasy and he in the studio. I'm just thinking she was a bad bitch. I'm like, yo, Safari, you think Nikki will let me and Amber hit? Like what she said? This her man. Like, you gotta make these raps true. Yeah. Think me, you, and Am shit my nose right. I'm like,
hey, man, I'm glad we did.
Hey, send your girl, ask your girl, can I get a number?
Hey, bro, I can't wait to see.
He asked Safari, and Safari laughed and said, no, this really happened. So, well, nah, remember when Safari used to be with Nicki all the time and niggas used to not recognize Safari was Nicki Minaj, nigga?
Yeah.
So, Kanye West, when they was recording Pink Friday, when they was recording My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, he was like, yo, Safari, you think, because after Nicki rapped the joint, like, yo, you think Nicki will really let me and Amber, like, Minaj? Like, we do the threesome? Oh, shit. He didn't know. He's like, yo, you think I should ask her? He didn't know that was her nigga.
But did they do it or no?
No, they didn't do it. Nigga, he asked her boyfriend to have sex with his girl.
Yeah, but why not?
Safari could be a cuck.
Yeah. We didn't even know that was her nigga. Who cares at that point?
He
didn't even know. That's why he asked.
Kanye was like, oh, damn. That's
Safari cared. He was like, you ain't going to be teaming my bitch. The fuck? I'm right here.
Yo, you know how disrespectful it is that's to super ask somebody girl like, yo, like, I mean, like, ask somebody nigga like, yo, like, you mind if I fuck your girl, yo? Like, it's cool.
That's kind of crazy.
That's a real generous way to ask.
That is real generous.
Like, would you mind?
At least you asked. Respectfully, you did ask.
Like, would you mind if we just, like, fucked a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Just a little bit.
Just a tip. Just a turn.
He said, let me just...
Wait, what?
Just a tip.
He said, yo, can I just put a... You think she let me put the tip in?
Just a tip. I'm just giving her a head. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Just a tip. Amber gonna give a nip. That's it, you know? That's it. That's all.
That's it.
Can't fall for just a tip.
That's really funny as shit, though. Because, like, he's like, oh, shit. Oh, damn. Like, she trying to Minaj. Kanye hearing these raps like, me and my girl listen to some freaky shit.
He said, you know, let's make the name true. Let's make the Minaj.
Yeah, they should have made it come to life.
I saw something about Amber Rose the other day. She was saying, like, she was real depressed and shit. And she's been taking ketamine to not try to kill herself. I was like, damn, that's fucked
damn,
up.
Damn, it's fucked up.
Damn.
Damn, man. That's, yeah.
So I made a turn the whole podcast around.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was supposed to say back to it.
But, yeah. No.
Wait, Monty, did you say shout out to the Dominican bitches?
Hey. Yeah, what did she say?
Oh, Medicaid. Dominicans, shout out to y'all too.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that's right.
He said, Monty, did you say shout out to Dominican bitches? It's like, what does that have to do with depression?
Dominicanos, my people.
Dominicanos.
That's you?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, since we're on Kanye, y'all saw that his chief of staff, Milo, he sent one of the greatest letters I've seen sent to anybody in the way of firing what's her name?
Yes, Jules.
I didn't know she worked for him.
Well, she was, like, helping him with all the rollout for Vultures and all that. And, like, she was posting a bunch of stuff and all that shit. It was helping. But when he said, obviously, you're fired. That's crazy. Funny as that's shit. Some shit. I would do. Yeah. I've actually done something similar to that.
She broke an NDA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, apparently she was breaking an NDA.
She owes $7.7 million.
Kanye asked for her back on the team, and she was like, "I'll come back on the team when you get rid of Milo." Milo is like a pedophile. He a pedophile apologist.
Wait, nah. I think that was a fake email.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody said it was like somebody from whatever the Yeezy fan page. They made the email and emailed yesterday's because all their email and shit was in the original post. So oh, they okay. like pranked her. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So the email shit was fake, but
apparently it was fake that they asked her to join the team back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she was like double salty.
Damn.
You got pranked and you owe $7.7 million.
Yeah. Damn.
$7.7 million is crazy.
That's and a you lot got of fired. Money to owe.
And you got fired.
Yeah. Damn,
triple bogey.
And fucking the really crazy part is like even though I am a Yes Jules hater a lot of times and we all know this.
Are you about to put the cape on?
No, I mean, like, she did help with the rollout shit. I didn't know what she... But I remember when Kanye said, yo, relax before you get exiled. It was hilarious.
That was top-tier exiled. Comedy right there.
That was great.
So you got to calm down before you get exiled.
I said, out of all words to use right now, exile is crazy.
But, like, that's
God talking.
But, like, fire...
Like he really thinks he's a guy, yo. That nigga.
I remember when
that nigga's crazy.
He did say in an interview. He said he was having. He wasn't believing. He's like, I was asking God to help me with this, and I wasn't seeing no results. And da da da. And I was like, I think you were just wasn't giving faith the process of time, brother.
Yeah.
Like you need to give it a moment.
He wanted instant gratification.
Yeah, which is not. Maybe I mean, you had that before, my brother, but it's not gonna happen all the time like that.
I mean, hey, sometimes, you know, you get tired of waiting. You know, the word patience isn't always the...
virtue?
That, and it's not always the thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on patience.
You gotta trust the process, Harley.
I do now.
That's good.
I do now, but, you know, before that, it was just like, I need this shit right now. If I don't get it right now, fuck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like that sometimes, like that. You know, you just get tired. You get tired of just having to like be patient and wait.
Yeah.
But that could be just me and Kanye, you know, just a Gemini thing.
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, patience gets thin for me sometimes, but at times I'd be like, nah, I'm a very patient person because there'd be times I wanted to be like, I should fucking trip y'all niggas and push y'all down the steps. But I'm like, nah. Relax.
Nigga, us?
No.
Oh, I'm like, what you say? Fuck me?
Say nigga, us?
What you say? Fuck me? Fuck.
Well, we also can get the Kanye's fuck yous.
That was a good one.
Kanye said fuck you to a bunch of people when the niggas went number one. That was beautiful.
That is funny as
and they
shit.
Said fuck you, Drake. And Drake said, what you say? Fuck me for?
He mad. He took dirt from him.
Yeah, when the Vultures rollout was happening, so Dirk couldn't be on the show, the listening parties and shit that they had. So.
Yeah.
Should have been quicker.
Should have been quicker. Sure. Gotta be quicker than that.
Like,
what you want to do? Sean didn't get to see Dirk. Sean was like, oh, I thought he was with Kanye.
I didn't see Dirk. I didn't see him. I don't know where he was at.
This nigga didn't show up, actually, Kanye.
He didn't show up when I seen him, so I don't know where he was at, actually.
Yo,
Texas Pornhub doing? Oh, you clicking them off at the same time? All right.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. It was doubling up, and I was.
It always doubles up. Why does it do this?
Oh, no, it's cool. I'm just gonna re-click it. Okay. What was the one thing I was looking at?
I don't know, but
he said fuck you to Kai too, which was funny.
Oh yeah, he did say
that
something
shit
to Kai.
That was hilarious, yo.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw that. He sent them big ass pants.
What did he say to him?
Nigga, he said, you control, don't make fun of my clothes. You control. Then he said, you ain't.
He said, you play my song, but you ain't play my verse.
That's what he said, y'all.
He said, you ain't play my verse.
He sent him a DM on Instagram and said, don't make no jokes about my clothes when you ain't saying nothing about what Adidas is doing. When Vulture's song came out, you ain't play my verse. You control, don't play with me.
Bitch.
He responded back and said, I hear you, bro, but ain't no jokes was being said. When I first opened up that package, I showed love instantly. All I did was try on the sweats, and it didn't fit. No jokes made. I immediately asked for a new pair. Kanye says, so you ain't do nothing wrong? So I feel this way for no reason? Kai says, yes, in all caps. He says, fuck you, nigga. You was told it this my shit. You a pawn.
I didn't even see all that.
This shit is great.
Yo, the way Kanye talking down on niggas is fucking
fuck you, nigga.
Great.
You was told it this
my shit. Well,
it's
not great.
Shit.
It's hilarious.
You a pawn.
I was about to say, it's hilarious.
You was
it's
told hilarious. It this my shit. It's hilarious.
You totally this my shit.
He said you controlled. Called that nigga
you
controlled.
Was told to. Like, who told him that this is shit? Why does he believe that?
Kanye. You're
because it's Kanye. It's
Kanye. Kanye West. Your clothes were too big for the man's
and
body.
And that's not the only person that said that. I seen somebody post a video of his fucking shirt.
Yeah, that
joint is way funnier.
That joint was hilarious.
He had on a fucking tank top.
That dude was baggy as shit. And he was a big guy. Yeah. So it looked crazy.
That nigga's funny as
did
shit
he,
too.
I'm gonna be honest. Did he get a size 3 though? Because
I can't remember what size he said he got. I don't know.
He probably should have got the 3.
Them clothes probably run weird though.
They do.
Well, I don't know. I still ain't get
you
my shit
get
yet.
Your pies.
I ordered my joint 5 weeks ago. Pies still ain't here.
Damn.
Or the pants.
Damn.
It's ships in 4 weeks, isn't it?
Those are your $20 socks.
Yeah.
Pods.
They're socks. They're socks for after the club when your feet hurt right. From heels.
That's okay. Actually like a great idea.
That's, for it is a
great
that's
idea. What they are, literally. Like, it wasn't for y'all niggas. They was for us when our feet hurt after the club when we got heels on. Not me though, because I've been worse.
What, the pods?
Are you actually being serious though?
I'm being dead ass. There's no soul to them joints. That's when your feet hurt. You had them bitches in the car. Let me look at my pods real quick. My feet hurt, y'all. Some more.
Let me go sip on the pods.
They fit.
Because
they
fold
the
up. Put in your clutch. Put in your bro.
I'm about to get me a pair. You said 5 weeks.
$20. She said, where I got to be in 5 weeks?
This might be all right.
I'm telling you, they really probably is for that, for the club.
That's smart, though.
You can borrow them, Jones. I got a size 3.
She trying to say she got some big ass feet.
I was about to say, I don't think I can fit your shoes, though.
Oh, wait, what size you wear?
She got that big toe. Though,
I'm like
you know
a 7 in men.
A 7 in men?
You sure?
Nah, you might need a size 2. Might be a little baggy. You can put on a couple socks, though. Fit them.
Layer them up.
Yeah.
You know,
all right,
put
fair.
A put a sock on. You know, you still got that big toe. You give some
give it some room.
Yo, y'all are so mean. Why y'all playing shot like this?
What you talking about?
We talking about her feet, so man, she can get the right sock size.
Nigga, her having to put socks on inside socks is crazy.
If she wear his shit,
yeah,
she won't wear the same size shoe.
Pies, yeah,
that's a lot of socks. This is gonna make her foot puffier. People be thinking socks be making your foot longer.
Yeah, that's true though. It will make your feet puffier.
That actually
shit.
Is true.
I'm gonna have little marshmallows on my feet.
Like, why? I be thinking that all the time. I be like, yeah, I'm gonna double up on the socks. I be in my head like. So
no.
So it's just like you know the more
that only works if your shoes is like one size up, not like 3 sizes.
Not like a sock on a sock. We trying to put a sock on a
you
sock.
You would have to put like you would have to like ball the sock up and put it in the toe part and then put your feet in it.
Damn, that's a lot. I'll just carry extra socks.
Well, yeah, you might need them
just in case.
Yeah. Sean will be like, dude, like, why
are feet all flimsy?
Right.
Why the fuck are her foot fatty shit
why,
with the bars on?
Why are you going blum, 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 blum,
blum. Like, goddamn, your toe big as shit in that pie.
That's funny as fuck. Oh my gosh. Damn. Did you see Ocho Cinco rap? No. Actually, no. Since we was on Kai, let's get to this real quick. I saw a video that said Kai accidentally made a person a millionaire. Yeah. So Kai Sinat gave a nigga.
He's in Nigeria. You gotta say he's in
Nigeria. He's in Nigeria.
$5K.
He gives somebody $5K.
What would you do?
Huh?
You don't calm down.
I can't. He gives somebody $5K. I don't know.
You rush for the money.
See, go see, give this.
But
I'm going to push out of this car. I'm going to give you a book.
No,
he's only $5K.
No, I gave the guy from yesterday.
When we
I gave him like. I don't what I fuck up.
I want to punch you in the face.
Why?
$5K.
What happened,
bro? Do you know what $5K is?
You know what $5K is in Nigeria?
8 million fucking naira, bro. $5K.
So he gave a nigga $5K in Nigeria. So $5K in Nigeria is $8 million. No, $5K American dollars is $8 million in Nigeria.
You know what I read in the comments, though? Things cost like...
I'm going to be rich,
things
bitch.
Cost by the thousands in, like, I guess Africa or whatever. So it's still not a lot of money, apparently.
It is still a good amount of money. Yeah.
But it's not the way we...
Yeah,
like,
no.
It's not the same.
It's $8 million, though, is still, like, a crazy exchange.
Not like it is here.
Like in Jamaica, $1, $1 American is $100.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, like.
Oh, we gonna have to go there.
But like you still need a lot of bread. But
exactly.
Like,
nah, you do.
Like it don't. Because the way we see it, it's a lot here, but for them, it's probably a good amount, but it's not.
Nigga,
like,
they probably gonna be good for a little bit. It's not probably not like yeah. 8 million, 8 million. Like oh shit,
it's not the same 8 million we got here. Which is interesting.
But it may. I'm not sure. 8 million is 8 million.
No.
Even if things cost by a thousand, $8 million is still way more than a thousand.
Yeah, but if you got to buy a fucking glizzy and that's $5,000, like, come on, bro. Really think about it.
Glizzy might be $500.
No. Based on the comments, and they probably know better than I do, it's not that much.
Was
that
it African
you think
Twitter?
It is. It might have been, actually.
It might have been tourist Africa. Because
they knew, like, how much shit was over there.
What they was like, what someone was like, you're not even from here. You're from Tennessee.
Hey, yo. You an American, you liar.
But, yeah, that's crazy. Given that's
he didn't
crazy
think nothing of it when he did it, either. He just...
Yeah, because, like, he's just trying to do a good thing. Like, oh, I'm going to give this person, hey, here's some money.
Here's some money.
He should give me some money. Since you got it like that.
Fuck with me and get some money.
Since you're just giving out money. You know who giving out money? Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is giving out money.
Oh, for real? No, she did take like what? Like what?
She giving away. She clearing out her whole bank account, she said.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
For what?
To nonprofits too. So, y'all need to get with her.
Nigga, I'm not
for
a
what?
Nonprofit.
Because she
I'm
got non-profit. So much money. Why not?
Yep, another nonprofit.
Yep, another
Send
nonprofit.
Send it our way.
Yeah. Y'all, did y'all hear this yet? Cause I know you ain't heard y'all. Yeah. All right, so Ocho Cinco's out here rapping, not just regular rapping. He battle rapping niggas.
He battle rapping, and he spitting.
y'all don't want no smoke. Blade out, nigga. I get you both poke. Mm-hmm. So when you see something sharp in the review. It ain't my co-host.
Mm. Early.
Talk to him.
This nigga DNA, he on power and shit. Uh-huh. Oh, you on the run. You on else? You know where else you can find DNA? Nigga on the gun.
Mm. Nigga. On the gun.
She's all heavy. She's all heavy.
It's true.
As for Lux, Goods, Hollow, and any other battle rappers that want this motherfucking smoke.
Calling niggas out.
Make the call. As you can tell by my jerseys, I always had the same number. Mm. Mm. The crowd gonna say fight back. Uh-huh. DNA don't like that. Uh-huh. I done bothered you, nigga. I'm still gonna bring your nightcap.
Bars.
Ocho Cinco versus DNA, man. Damn.
What the fuck? How did he start rapping? What is happening?
It's I'm like, not gonna lie.
I don't know, but I'm gonna watch
that later. That is the Definitely. Most random thing I've ever seen all day.
All day.
Ocho Cinco is a renaissance, man. This nigga do everything for no reason. Right. He's just one of those niggas who just like, you know what? I'm gonna do side missions.
Pass me a remote.
Real shit.
He does
I'm
side
watch
missions.
Little Romeo in the movie.
Why not? Yo, turn that on.
Game day.
It's gonna come on anyway, so fuck it. But yeah, like Ocho Cinco. Ocho Cinco really does every fucking thing in the world, and you'd be like, nigga, why?
Niggas love doing side missions.
That's
yeah, they
Snoop
be bored,
is,
bro.
They just be
look at Snoop. Things. Snoop out here doing all the side doing missions everything. Right now, bro.
No, like, making movies is, like, investing in shit, traveling, whatever. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He said, I did everything I'm supposed to do. I'm going to do all the side missions. Like, this nigga Ocho Cinco, man. This nigga played in a professional soccer game. He was a football player.
That's fire.
Technically, you know what I did? That's a double entendre. Football player. But then he became a football player.
That's called motherfucking bars, nigga. You know nothing about this.
Shit, you about to battle DNA next. I hear you, bro.
It was just so random. Like, why is he? I just want to know. It'd be cool if he battled Shannon Sharp, but Shannon Sharp starts stuttering.
And the next thing you know, all he gonna be out here. You just hear the crowd say, "Skip!"
Nah, it's gotta be
skip.
Look, skip.
We about to skip your song, nigga. Skip.
Nah, Shannon Sharp should battle right next.
Yo, well, Shannon Sharp hopped out that damn car, yo.
Shannon Sharp should battle right at Tay Rock.
Nigga, them gum bars gonna go crazy.
I like Shannon Sharp.
Real shit.
You do? You like Shannon Sharp? You like Club Shay Shay?
Yeah, I think he handsome.
You think he handsome?
You about to bag?
I would.
You about to put it on him?
He like younger women anyway, so why not try?
So you know his game plan. Ah, okay.
He like tricking and treating.
You gonna give him the syringe?
Dude.
Boom! You stink!
That echo,
I love how that shit
was crazy. That echo was, what the fuck?
That echo made it a little bit funnier though.
Why did it echo like
that? I hit it twice by
accident. You double tapped it? Yeah.
Oh shit.
You just started double tapping the buttons.
Right,
now.
I never heard that.
You double tapped the this for the bitches button?
Yeah, do it.
This is for the bitches,
nigga.
Hey. I like that. Do it three times.
This is for the bitches, nigga.
I like that.
You having an unnatural allegiance to losers is not like
it's too long.
That's too long. It gotta be quick.
I'm from around the way. I'm leaving with something.
You need to leave. You need to leave.
I like that. You need to leave.
Shout out to all my gay niggas. Shout out to
Yo, don't.
Oh, I should have played that one earlier.
Why do you say gay niggas so hard like that?
Nah, don't.
Because he's from the West Coast, dog.
Shout out to my gay niggas.
West Coast niggas say everything hard as hell. We was watching a dumbass movie earlier, yo.
Who made the potato salad?
It is possible.
What the fuck?
You never seen that shit? You never seen Who Made the Potato Salad?
It's a terrible movie.
It's possible.
With Jaleel White, Steve Urkel.
Possibly one of the worst movies of all time.
I think that's why he don't got a movie career, because of that.
That might have been the last movie he did.
Nigga, he was in the movie, and me and Kylie watched the movie for an hour and said, "Where is the potato salad?"
Hey, man.
That's crazy. Where's the potato salad?
I walked in. I just looked up. I was like, "Oh, y'all watching Who Made the Potato Salad?"
You coming over?
Oh, come
See,
on.
See, I don't know
how carpets are peeing. Down, down, down,
down, down, down, down.
We potted, man. How was the leg?
Not keeping it off drugs. We still doing drugs.
How about the...
What?
She said not her with her dare shirt. She's still doing drugs.
We still doing drugs.
You still doing drugs?
Still on drugs.
You alright, Bree? Yeah. How's your leg?
Black.
Blue. I'll show you guys, but it's x-rayed.
Ooh.
Ratings! Show the leg!
Next time, see us on Patreon.
Yo.
We're gonna show some leg. We're gonna show some skin.
Sign up for our Patreon. Bree showing the leg.
You know what I'm saying? Bree gonna be out here twerking with a black leg. You feel me? I said, bitch, you wild.
I like them, though. I like them.
That's what them IHOP pancakes be doing, niggas. You ain't gonna fit them pants after.
Y'all should have went to Racist Cracker Barrel. I love them. I love them.
It was in the woods? You say it was in the woods?
It was in the works.
Oh, the works.
Y'all should have did it. I feel like they got better pancakes than IHOP.
They do?
I never had Cracker Barrel.
For real? Let's
not push it too far now.
IHOP pancakes, cakey as shit, and they thick. I don't like them. They fool mid also. Like, let's be fucking for real, guys.
All right, guys.
And they don't got a gift shop with a bunch of food and knickknacks in it. Like,
you get racist knickknacks?
I'm called black again, so.
You poor black. So what does that mean?
That's even more racist.
It's not racist for me.
She said it's only racist sometimes.
Sometimes. Partially. Like,
partially.
What, crack?
25%.
Crack?
Like, if she say nigger, she gonna get offended, but also be racist
at the same time. It's like a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
He understands. Entendre. He gets it.
Shut up the fuck up!
That's why I fuck with Cracker Barrel so much. That's for the crackers.
For the crackers.
25% crackers. So.
Maybe that's why I've never been there.
She's like, I'm feeling white today. I'm gonna go get some Cracker Barrel.
Well, Harley, we don't judge where you've been, because you always just be like, yeah.
You don't eat fast food, so you wouldn't even know.
I'm like, well.
Wait. IHOP isn't fast food. Harley, you've been
to IHOP, yeah.
Never been to Cracker Barrel.
I just never
but you've never been to Cracker Barrel. You need to go.
Harley, it seems like it's a good week to get some fast food this week, brother.
You want to go to Cracker Barrel?
This is the week I was supposed to be out here.
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
Ooh. On Monday. Make sure you get a milkshake,
I was about to say, I'll get it right now.
It's Sunday.
That's the joke. Go ahead, press it.
Okay.
Go ahead, press
okay.
It.
Okay. That shit was ass. I never been with that shit was ass.
Like how I doubled up and came in.
I like that.
Yeah, I seen it. I was like, oh, people like fuck
that.
Me up.
I like that. It was fun. It was cool.
Let me add Cracker Barrel to your toppings because y'all be hating.
I've never been. You gonna take me?
I can.
IHOP versus Cracker Barrel.
I am more of a fan of the hop.
Why?
Brings me back to my childhood. Every birthday, my cousin used to come by. He used to take me to IHOP every birthday.
You need to grow up and go to the cracker side.
I'm a black man.
Your childhood is done with. It's over. You're an adult now. You're a grown ass man. Get your ass to that cracker.
Look, just because you want to be an old ass nigga, don't come for me.
You won't regret the gift shop.
You got a gray hair in your eyebrow.
Right, it's the gift shop for real. For real. She out here like, I know what here for the gift
they
shop.
They got hella candy.
You're not even buying shit in the
hella
gift shop.
Hella seasonal shit.
Okay.
They got rocking chairs you can buy.
You know what they never had?
Wait,
you know,
what?
I've had Cracker Barrel.
You can buy the rocking chairs.
I've had Cracker Barrel. You know what the Cracker Barrel doesn't have?
Who the fuck goes out to breakfast and like, oh,
let me get a rocking chair.
You know what Cracker Barrel doesn't have?
Yeah.
What? Cracker Barrel does not have...
Niggas.
Black people? Yeah, exactly. Niggers.
That's one thing. That's
well,
one thing.
Niggas.
One thing
and if they do, they in the back cooking.
They don't have unlimited free pancakes or international pancakes.
How do you know?
Because
I mean that would be obvious.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm gonna be honest. Like I'm not trying to eat more than 3 pancakes anyway.
Well, especially from IHOP. Well, them joints thick as shit.
No, them buttermilk pancakes, man.
Buttermilk.
With like, that man. Buttermilk. With that buttermilk syrup.
Cracker Barrel hash browns go crazy.
They do. They are very good.
But we talking about pancakes.
We talking about the hop.
International House of Pancakes.
You know
nigga.
What? You know what's the you most gas out of all what? Of them?
First of all, Denny's hold on.
No, well, I never had Denny's before.
Oh, okay.
Waffle yeah, I never, House.
I knew he was gonna say Waffle House.
Waffle House is I fuck with Waffle House. I like it, but it's not like it's just.
I think
gas.
It's just like a convenience thing.
Waffle House. The waffle is the worst thing on the menu.
Yeah.
The waffle is the worst thing on the menu at Waffle House.
Well, nigga, you're not going there for waffles.
It's called. That's like going to IHOP and not going for a pancake. It's the International House nigga, of you, Pancakes.
Nigga, you go to Waffle House to see the matches, nigga. The
in
fights.
The
you
in
see
the
fucking fight cards, nigga.
Do they have
you try
French
see the
toast
chef
house?
Versus the fat huh? Nigga.
Do they have a restaurant like that promotes French toast? Like is Waffle House, IHOP, and is there? No. Like
yeah, yeah,
French
yeah.
Toast?
It's called but, it's called Frenchies.
Is it really?
No.
You're a fucking liar.
He lied.
Frenchies would be good.
Y'all niggas worship him.
Fucking trusted
y'all
him.
Y'all niggas worship him.
I trusted you, man. But you don't go to Waffle House to eat waffles,
the
dog.
Only,
I'm here to see the chef look, fight the fat nigga that didn't get his fucking ass browns, nigga.
The only time you go
nigga.
To a place to get the food that's different is when you go to a pizza place and it say pizza in the actual name, then you know their wings is delicious.
I'm trying to think back if he's on to something.
Like,
because
like
he might be on to something.
He might be something.
Brie,
he might
anytime be you something. Go to a pizza place, right, and it's a local pizza place, and it say pizza in the name, don't the wings always be good, the buffalo wings? Yes.
Where's the damage?
Oh, it's up there.
Oh!
I don't see nothing.
Let me see.
I know, I didn't.
This is not the color of my skin. Do you see it's all perforated?
Oh.
Right there.
Damn.
You know black
dang, buddy.
Have. Black
she's gonna be
take a real tumble there.
Great time. I would do it again.
She will do it again, guys.
That's what
she said.
She's
where
like,
did?
Can't wait to do it again.
She hit you guys with the where'd you come from? Where did you go?
No
and
regrets.
Then where did
no
she
regrets.
Go?
This nigga's out there today. I'm like, actually, Darius asked me if we going outside today. I'm like, no, not doing that.
Said, where did you come from? Where did you
sorry.
Go?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Beat him, bum, bum, but bim, bum, bim, 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 bim,
you not square dance?
That's
Texas Hold'em?
Yeah, that was the dance. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Then she went on the goddamn float.
Ah.
Yeah, you hit that joint hard.
Yo. They got OJ the Juice Man?
Yeah, yo. Yeah. They got
you know what's crazy?
They booked my man.
You know what's crazy? I seen you say Yo, they got OJ. I see you added to the joint. It popped up in here, and it adds you. I read it. It popped up on the. It came down on my
notifications
on your Twitter. What
it say? Yeah, it said. It said OJ the Juice Man arrested on cocaine and gun charges.
He's what?
What?
Sorry, we was having a side conversation.
Who's gay?
We are.
Who?
Oh.
Who?
Somebody's gay.
Who?
Who's gay?
Come on, you owl. What you gonna keep saying? Who?
I just would like to know who is gay.
Shut the fuck up!
OJ the Juice.
Wait, let's go.
She said AJ. Who the hell is AJ?
She tried to get back on track.
OJ the Juice Man arrested on cocaine and gun charges. I don't think he did it.
Who is that?
Because they're going to arrest him for something. There's only one
rapper
that he actually has on there.
I don't even know who this is, guys.
What? You don't know?
OJ.
OJ the Juice Man the make the
OJ
trap.
OJ I know is OJ Simpson. Sorry.
You don't know OJ the Juice Man?
Juice. You know, I don't fucking know no other OJs.
Nigga, go ahead. Play the song.
There's no way you ain't hear OJ the Juice Man.
OJ fire.
So they say.
I make the trap. Hey.
Hey.
Okay.
What do you look like?
Gooch. Juice.
Like OJ.
Simpson.
Light skin boy.
That's not.
You know this nigga.
I'm going to Google. You're not. No.
Hey. Hey. Okay. 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 Hey. Hey. So I said entertainment.
Holiday season.
Funny looking.
Hey.
Okay.
I do know him.
Stu.
This only song I know, but he looks funny. Anyways, he got arrested for what now? Back to it.
Cocaine and
gun charges.
Gun charges.
Yeah.
Is it true?
We don't know.
I think he did OJ on him.
You don't think he had the coke?
I think he only have orange juice on him.
That's it. No coke, no guns.
Yeah, I don't think he would do that.
Yeah, I heard what he said. He keeps saying it.
Boom! You stink!
I know when I made a bad joke. He's also on this song.
He's phony. She's fake. That's the type of people I hate.
OJ, did you stand on this?
Yeah.
Hey, Jada, Jada.
You don't remember his part?
I'm straight.
I'm straight.
Clap your hand one time.
You right.
Can't keep it 100. Them the ones I hate, but I'ma keep it 200. Red and black car on the red.
Hold on.
It's always
hard.
That's why, you know, I'm the party star.
Yo, Stan, I ain't gonna lie. This movie might be worse than the potato salad joint.
I mean, I haven't read any of the dialogue.
Who made the potato salad?
Apparently, Aiden Ross paid Sexy Red to take his virginity.
That's heinous work right there. Heinous.
Yes.
That
is heinous.
That is so.
But also,
so strange,
it was a lie.
Bro.
Which part was a lie?
Which part is a lie?
The pain or the virginity?
He didn't pay her.
He didn't pay her to do it at all. Like that never.
Did they
happened.
Have sex at all?
So they just never fought. So they just he just threw that shit
Whoa,
out there.
So he lied.
He be lying. Clearly,
he's a liar, man. He's
why would you lie on your dick?
He's a fucking clout chaser.
Niggas is weird.
What's the song say? Why you lying on your dick? Lying on your dick.
That was weird.
Why is he lying on
your
dick?
That is kind of weird. Why
would
you lie on your dick?
Why would you lie?
Niggas who lie on their dick is just like, y'all some
I'm happy she said what she said, because he a weird-ass nigga for that.
Sexy Red said that?
He does a lot.
Sexy Red tweeted she got paid to take his virginity.
He does a lot of weird shit, though.
I would have said that, too, little-ass boy.
How old is he?
I don't know. He's childish. That's what he is. That's how old he is. He's a child.
Yo, he looked like he
he's a child.
He looked like he's 30.
Aiden Ross?
30. Yeah, I would say 30.
I'm about to Google it.
He's definitely in his he's older than 20.
He looked like he's in the high 20s.
You know, I give him 25. Because we know who
that man is. 23 years old. He's a Libra, October 11th.
He
born in 2000. He'll be 24 this year. Because white people age like old milk.
Yeah.
Expired milk.
That's very true.
The Caucasians.
All right, don't start coming at. All right, watch your mouth now.
I just said Caucasians, bro.
You coming at my 25%, Harley.
Hey, listen. They disrespected me yesterday, so I got smoke right now.
A cracker?
You gotta put the accent on it.
Cracker ass nigga.
Cracker ass nigga.
Can it be both? Am I a cracker ass nigga?
Yes.
No, you a crack ass nigga.
Wait, what is this woman on TikTok whose household pays for her lifestyle?
Her husband.
Oh, husband pays for her lifestyle. Say she can't stand
hood black people.
Oh my god.
You seen it?
I forgot. And the girl was arrested.
She had a whole record.
I saw that joint.
Her whole TikTok is based around like her acting holier than thou.
Is she is this the black girl?
Yeah, and she was a stripper and all this shit.
And she got arrested on battery charges. And she just got arrested recently.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the like fake that. I just never saw her TikToks at all, but I saw that part.
She got some nerve. As the hood, we should beat her the fuck up.
Stomp her out.
Yeah. Stomp her out.
With Tim's on.
With Tim's on.
Fuck her up.
With my SWAT boots from Amazon.
With the steel toe Tim's.
How do people like her make you feel?
Yes, express.
I feel like she's trying to shame black people because she has a better lifestyle. But her lifestyle is only due to a man.
That she don't pay? Yeah, she don't pay for nothing.
She don't pay for nothing. So what if he divorced her? Now what?
She ain't shit. She back in the hood.
With her battery assault charges, right?
Yeah.
And back to stripping, right?
Yeah, back to stripping.
Fake ass bitch.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Make sure y'all add her. I don't like that shit. She'll be right back in the hood, y'all.
Real shit. With mm-hmm. no nigga. No
shaking
money.
That ass. So you saying if on the corner.
So you saying if her nigga go like this and snatch the chain off like T.I., she done?
Done.
Done.
Dunzo.
Said, I see you, baby.
Well, she might assault
shaking
him.
Shaking that ass. Shaking
she
that
might
ass.
Assault him, so we don't know.
And then the back in jail.
That nigga should doink her like
how somebody that been to jail going to come at hood people?
Been in jail for beating people up.
That's such beating a lie.
And she said, I can't hang out with hood people because they're hostile. But you are literally hostile.
She's projecting. Yeah. She's projecting, you. Guys. That's projection.
That is.
I can't hang out with hostile people too if I beat people up. Because I'm going to be afraid. I'm going to be the hating ass homeboy. Like, of course I can't beat you up. I would say, what's smoke, nigga?
That shit was crazy. I had to go through her TikToks.
It's one thing to have like a different mindset on things, but like if you just not addressing your
past, literally
by doing this
shaming,
shit, yeah,
like
shaming it. Exactly, like you said.
It's crazy.
Yeah. With none of her own money, by the way. Technically, you don't have your own money.
That's crazy.
Somebody,
that's
right. You
crazy.
Got
think
a man.
About it. You don't
to
have your own money.
You.
It don't matter if
like,
you're married.
You don't got nothing.
You don't have your own money. He's paying for your lifestyle.
She's going to jail.
I hope he signed that prenup.
Ooh, that would be a good lick
she
to
probably
get back.
Ain't signed it. He probably fell in love, and then he was like, "Oh yeah, I love you." And then
he said, "I'm in love with that stripper pussy."
They was getting $500, like, what is it? Face, not face mask. What the fuck is the word? They was having spies, facials? But facials, yes, $500 facials on one of the TikToks.
That's crazy because she probably used to get facials for free. Never
mind. Damn, bro.
Hey, listen. Listen, hey.
From a hood nigga, too.
Hey, listen. He's
she
right.
She was stripping.
She was stripping. She was in that industry-ish. We don't know what she be doing in them private rooms.
You know what that remind me of? But it's like, this is worse, though. The girl who, like, the low vibrational girl.
Oh, my gosh. It do.
Oh, Coach Stormy. Yeah.
Yes, except hers was food related.
Yeah, hers was food related, yeah.
How you gonna say somebody plays
one
low
bitch
vibration?
Hungry, one bitch a liar.
Yeah.
That's true. They should link up.
They like female Kevin Samuels and me, like people who think they're better than everybody else. But it's like
that's what it is.
And like, it's just weird.
I don't like that.
Like Kevin Samuels would give people relationship advice, but be divorced.
Yeah, I never got into him, but people love.
Like, you
Kevin
can't
Samuels.
Have a failed marriage and tell me how to have a good marriage.
I mean, you could give him the steps to like not go
no,
down that.
That's
path.
Different. No, but his reasoning was you're a fat woman, so you can't get a
that's
man.
That's crazy to say. You'll never find love because you're
that,
overweight.
Though. Yeah.
Yes.
You're a fat
I'm
woman,
not,
so you'll
well,
never
he would,
find
that's
love.
That's so fucked up to say to somebody.
He
didn't
say that.
Yes, he did.
For real?
Yeah. All right, so because he would ask like, you know, your look, because he's on the phone, so he doesn't see you. So he would like, what is your weight, your height, this, that, third, boom, boom, or whatever. I wouldn't say
he said,
fat, you fat. I think he said overweight. don't think fat. But he, yes, basically in that overweight contest.
Overweight just sounds
But weird. Did he say never? Did he say never
overweight,
find love?
Obese.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up.
He said, because you were...
No, that's why women used to hate this nigga. Like, solely hate this nigga.
But they would go to him for advice for validation, though.
These dickheads kept going.
Because they wanted to get on live with him so they could get seen. They're not stupid. Man,
but they also wanted validation.
Nothing. Nothing.
Would you go to Freaknik? Sean. Yo, what? So you gonna open that butt?
She gonna open
would
that
I
butt.
Go to Freaknik?
Yeah.
They be getting molested there. No. Fuck.
You saw the picture Sean put up butt. Of her at Freaknik?
I had to go there with open a weapon on me. You ain't gonna touch me.
So you're not gonna open that butt?
Open that butt!
No. No.
Excellent. But Monty, you're gonna open that butt.
It's gonna be open.
Open that butt!
I'm gonna follow Monty the whole time. Be like, you.
You, not you. I'm
now, what if she fart? You like, damn,
she opened
that butt.
As long as my mouth not open.
He won't be like, ah. She opened that butt too far.
Yo!
She opened that butt, hit one high of a leg straight, and went, oh.
Oh.
This fucking guy.
Open that butt!
That's such a crazy clip.
That clip is crazy.
You might have to make that a drop.
It might be
a drop.
That would be a good drop, actually.
Open that butt. Why I screamed that? I don't know. That's
that was crazy.
I mean, it was a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I was sitting right next to you.
Unfortunately.
I think I have something I want us all to do real quick.
All right.
If you guys are down for it.
Sure.
So Khalif added this to topics because yesterday we lost a trooper in the world. The inventor of karaoke passed away yesterday.
That's interesting.
And I think since the inventor of karaoke passed away, we all should sing a karaoke song.
Starting with
you.
What's a karaoke song?
What?
A song that you sing at karaoke. Like,
can't you sing anything?
Yeah.
Technically, yes, but like this, you know, karaoke songs where it's just like a fun for everybody.
So, Sean, sing your song. Sing your karaoke song.
Damn.
A New Year's Day.
It was going to be YMCA.
Go ahead, sing it.
But I can't think about how it started off, though.
Bump, 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 bump. You want to say that the YMCA.
Y-M-C-A. I
don't know the words
to
that, though.
Nobody
knows
the rest of the words.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah, I just know how to spell.
Now your song.
I'm actually getting the lyrics ready right now.
I looked up most popular karaoke songs.
I said, blame it on the goose, got you feeling loose.
Is that a karaoke song?
Blame it on the car, got you in the zone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the hey, is she usually dope? But I know that she front.
She front.
Apple has a karaoke option, guys.
She don't want to seem like she easy. And I hear what you want to do.
Just hit the karaoke button.
But you know we're probably going to do what you've been feeling deep inside. Don't let it out. Girl, what you drinking? Gonna let it sink in. Here for the weekend. Thinking weekend. See what we can be. I can't press fast forward.
You got to hit the karaoke. Oh, no.
Feel it on your cup. Feel it on your butt. What? You don't even know. How far you from my bus it in? My bus it in. Blame it on the goose. Got you feeling loose. Living on the drone. Got you in the zone. Hey, getting on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the vodka.
Blame it on the Henny.
Blame it on the blue tap.
Got you feeling dizzy.
Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the.
That was good, y'all. That was really good.
Yeah, we sing as a group. We can on that joint.
We should all do that Christmas shit.
Yeah. We can do opera. Opera?
Oh, no, don't give me opera. My opera bag. Choir? Don't let me get that.
What do I want to say?
Maria. Maria. Don't let me get in that bag.
I can't think. Not opera. Opera, y'all.
You be
sorry.
Opera? I got you.
I don't sing opera, but I fuck with opera, though. Okay.
Is this your karaoke song?
This is karaoke.
Oh, no, 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 no.
stuff like that. He said, oh. That's a karaoke, right? On Apple. I love that.
Nigga stubbed his toe too hard, bro.
When you're feeling your body, want somebody who makes you change your ways, like hanging with your crew. So you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. I've been there, done it, humped around. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wants to be alone. If you touch by the words in the song, then maybe you got it bad. When you're on the phone, hang up and you call right back. You got it bad. And if you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's all track. Oh, you got it bad when you're stuck in the house. You don't wanna have fun. It's all you think about. Yo, you got it bad when you're with someone, but you keep on thinking about somebody it bad when you say that you love them, but you really know everything that used to matter don't matter no more. My money or my cars,
you can have it all now.
I was hunting candy,
doing just fine.
Said I'm fortunate to have you, girl. Want you to know I really adore you. And all my people who know what's going on, just look at your mate and help me sing that song. So I'm your man, you're my girl. I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world.
I'm your girl, you're my baby.
Promise to love you the best I can. See, I've been there, we done it, humped around. After all that, this is what I found. Every one of y'all are just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad.
My bad, Bree. We was doing karaoke for a karaoke nigga that died yesterday.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Leaf, you ready?
What is his name?
Karaoke nigga.
What is his name, y'all?
What song you doing? So I can I'll put on the beat for you.
Play that Genuine, bro.
Is it Pony or Genuine. Is it So Anxious?
It's not either.
Damn.
I got you, Leaf.
Oh. Yeah. This is a good song.
Ooh. Play me good, play me tight. Is there room? Any more room for me? In those jeans, pretty good, like I like it. Tell me, is there any more room for me? In those jeans, really taste it, really scrunchies.
This nigga don't need the what the
is
the
any
part?
More room for leaf? Hey, in those jeans, pretty good, pretty tight.
This crazy.
Any more room for me? In those jeans, got on my ride, see you from afar, and I couldn't stop myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans, girl. You wore these jeans, and you
made a thug wanna cry.
Some terrible.
I had
to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what those jeans do to me. Made me wanna get down on one knee. You got that thunder, and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Come on, whoa.
Yeah, you know that's my shit.
Yo, this nigga killed it.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
You know
gosh.
That's my shit.
That's the clip.
He wasn't reading a damn thing.
I ain't so I
mean, yo, and he was on point for
he was ready.
Beat.
He was ready too.
Like you saw, I saw the words as he was saying them.
Me
high
too.
Up. I was like,
I looked at his hands, he had nothing in his hand. I'm like, okay.
I had to illustrate, I had to pick.
How many shorties did you sing to this? How many girls did you sing this song to?
Oh, I never sung this to a woman.
Yet. Watch, it's gonna be a date with him and his wife having beef, and he'll be like, girl, you got them. You know how
that's gonna be the day.
You know how man, Best Man Holiday it was on Just Dancing and Singing. Gonna be Lee. I need y'all.
My girl mad at me.
One song.
Bring the silk suits.
That's crazy.
Yo, you know what? That I think that was always funny in music videos when niggas would be singing to a girl and they'd be like, "Oh no, come on, we gotta do the choreography so I can bag her." And then they start dancing and singing and shit.
Why is all of us dancing so you can get the girl? It's like she ain't got no friends.
It's like you just got random niggas off the street dancing.
She ain't got
for
no
you.
Friends. Like, oh shit!
Wait,
for the yo video, what? Is that why he was dancing so far away?
He said like dead in her face too. Like,
he said who got halitosis?
He said in her face, you got halitosis.
Erica Mena. Wow.
So it's not a lie. She really got halitosis.
Damn.
Sean, you got a song?
No, I don't actually.
She was singing YMCA.
No, we song YMCA. What this?
Well, yeah, that was
Let
a
me
group
scroll
song.
Through.
Sean, you have this one topic on here. If you want to close it after this one,
the one y'all wanted to argue me over.
We not. Oh, even though I watched the Candace Owens interview and sent it to you, that one part.
What?
Remember, I sent you the part of the Candace Owens interview.
Is it in my Twitter?
No. We not gonna put it on. No, I sent it in text. The Candace Owens on Joe Budden.
Oh.
We not gonna talk about it. We can go to your topic though.
Can I show y'all what I'm speaking on first?
Go ahead.
Yeah, show us.
I'm going to pass the phone around because if y'all didn't know, y'all wouldn't know.
May 22nd.
Unless I said something.
You going right, to bring up the topic first or no?
No, she going to say it after she passed the phone around, I guess.
Okay.
I'm going to start with her and I'm going to show you another one. They would have never knew.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, I would have.
Niggas be lying. Niggas be lying, because if you see her on the street, you would not hit no one. Niggas be lying.
What is the question?
Remember the topic?
By the way, where'd you get those glasses?
Oh, would I know?
You just randomly walked in with those glasses.
He stole them. They mine.
They Sean glasses.
See?
They go great with this outfit.
That's how the niggas be lying. Niggas be lying.
So wait, which one?
I said it was your glasses.
He's a liar.
Yeah, I might have to
borrow them. I'm lying now. I'm saying that they're your glasses.
I always catch them before the lie happens too.
So wait, who am I looking at? Just
they're all the same person.
Oh, they're all the same person. Okay.
Oh, is that a whole page of?
No, it's one person.
Oh, it's one person.
Still the same person.
I want to show you another person.
Okay.
This is not all the same person.
Yeah, it is.
This.
Well.
I know that. But I'm just trying to I feel like they all look different, like different pictures.
Well,
she probably a model,
they're
so
pretty good at.
At what?
Yeah. Sean, introduce your topic.
So I think trans women are stunning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These niggers over here disagree.
Whoa.
I did not say anything. I actually didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Right, no one said anything. I'm just
their surgeons are so, I don't even know what
the
word
is.
Yeah, great surgeons.
That if you seen them walking down the street, y'all wouldn't know. Correct? Don't fucking lie.
Yes. I would say that.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't know.
I
made a mistake before. It's not like I went deep into it.
You know the fuck what? See, Harley, you didn't have to say that. I made a mistake before.
Not that mistake.
Wait,
I'm just saying I'm not perfect. I'm not a perfect person.
Yes.
Shit.
Shit, make you reconsider.
You was about to follow.
I would have been fooled.
So, thank you very much.
I'm not going to lie.
You would have been fooled.
I would have been fooled.
Trans women are stunning, guys. Point me to your surgery.
You trying to say
you're what?
No, these got fire surgeries. Me and Mike getting our bodies done, so.
Let me tell you something, Sean.
If they can do it, we can do it.
How about I just take y'all to the gym? How about that?
No, it's not going to give me no ass or no titties.
Titties,
definitely
no.
Not give me no titties.
Titties, no. Ass, I could get you some ass.
I'll work for the ass, but I got to buy some titties.
At minimum. Okay. That's fair, Harley.
Yep. Just get just.
I'll show you the second one.
Simple workout plan.
Let me tell you something about yourself.
Some good protein.
If nobody tells you this, I want you to know this right now.
Oh, my God. I cannot stand this song. I loved it as a child. Bitches be wanting titties. I cannot be like, Lil Wayne, there's no titties.
What y'all gonna do with the titties?
Get a nigga to suck them.
Remember this, Sean.
You remember those like commercials that had like the
that's a bad bitch.
The mouse CDs or whatever. You remember them shits?
Yeah.
Was it one of the, wasn't it
yeah,
song
this was
on
one of the songs. This is one of the songs on the now CDs. Hey, this is one of the songs on the now CD.
They are stunning, y'all. Don't you bring me down today. I don't follow her yet.
But all I'm but saying I will. Is, Sean, you don't gotta get your body done. You are beautiful no matter
that
what.
That has nothing to do with trans women being stunning.
I'm just saying, you know, you said you want to get your body woman. Done. I'm saying you are beautiful no matter what.
I'm cisgendered.
Okay, I'm saying that you are beautiful no matter what. I'm giving you a compliment.
Thanks, but Gulliver got her titties done. Why can't I?
Well, she has the greatest pussy in the game.
Okay, ooh, I got ooh. Good pussy too.
Glow.
That don't got nothing to do with glow. This shit. That has nothing to do with this shit. I want my titties done too.
That was actually a perfect girl.
These appreciate B's, they're not cutting it. I need some C's to match my name.
What you got right now?
B's.
Okay.
My name ain't Brittany. It's Sean Drea. Okay. I need some C cups.
Oh, you know what? Go ahead. Get you. You know what? I fuck with that. Go get you some C's.
Let me get these C cups going.
Her name's Sean Drea. She ain't Brittany, bitch.
Bitch.
Why you want big ass titties?
C's is not big.
Why you want silicone titties? No. There's some big C's there. I remember.
It all depends on 30, what.
You ever see a 36C?
That's big. I didn't say that.
Okay, so I got a question when it comes to like these letters of
you said what?
Of titties.
Bad as shit.
Bad as shit?
She no. Bad as shit.
Listen, I only could look at it for like 5 seconds. Yeah. I was like, I'm not gonna fall for this. But
I'm not gonna fall for this.
That's why I ain't wanna tell y'all.
Hmm? No. And that's fine. I would have sat here and like,
well, you can't not tell us. We saw the topic.
That too. So it's like, I was about to say, like, I was prepared, but like, I didn't know who I was looking at.
You're stunning.
So, you said 36C, right? Mm-hmm. You said that's a big titty, right?
Yeah, it can be, yes.
Okay, it can be. So, when it comes to the breast sizes, right? How does that count? Like, what do you, describe this to me, I'm trying to learn. I think the question is coming out wrong because I didn't really ask the question.
I don't know how you asking me. I don't
I'm not asking,
bra.
I'm asking them.
Sorry.
Like, that's why I'm trying to like
he the number to, in the letter. Out, I think he's trying to figure out
how like how do you
go
do
from like A to B to C?
Yeah.
Oh,
like how you get your
cup size. The cup size. Yeah. The strap length, I guess.
Yeah, strap size. Yeah.
That's literally it.
Okay.
Victoria's Secret. I know. Nomus is no my mom goes jockey.
Okay.
The fancy place.
You say your mom go to jockey?
Yeah, my mom go to jockey store. She bougie. And she go to Nomus. Somus? Somus.
Every time I see a jockey, bro, it's always the big ass Jones.
No, they make some nice shit, though.
With the big ass cups.
You gotta go to the store.
Okay.
This you're not bougie
freak,
enough.
Freak mom. Freak mom.
I be seeing, like, you know,
he's not bougie enough. He don't know about that shit.
Bras from, like,
I've seen them, yes. I've seen them.
That's why when I see the jockey,
that's not the only ones they see.
That's why I think about the big ass bras, look like a fucking
the
armor.
Bus.
Like a, I'm like picturing a sports
suit.
Bra, but
you know one that look like an armor suit, the cup so big it look like an armor suit.
What the
suit.
Fuck?
And if you can,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Like an old lady bra.
She'll like body armor.
Oh, okay, I think I know what you mean.
It look like if you shoot her, she might.
Funky yeah. Dog head, bitch.
That was great.
Whoa, what?
That was an accident.
Why you say why you did that?
My phone fell and hit the thing.
It's woman's month, bro.
My phone fell. End it, John.
So I would just go up one cup to a C.
Now you can, like, eat some food.
I'm a 34B.
Okay.
I need more.
So what is the ideal size?
Eat some cornbread.
Y'all always say that. Don't work. I work at Amazon. I have to quit Amazon for a second week. Thanks a lot, guys.
No,
you don't.
Yes, I do.
Cause she's on the
as a fat nigga, I can
move.
Show you how to get fat.
Yeah, Boston Market cornbread. I know
that makes your butt fat.
Milkshakes bring all the girls to the yard.
Boston Market cornbread make your butt fat. That's a fact. You mean call all the people? I
who's going to keep eating that?
It's cornbread, actually, and I would do it every day.
How often would I have to eat it? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Like, how many pieces? Like, three?
Like, three.
Yo, eat some oatmeal, too.
Eat some oatmeal. Oatmeal will help.
Because I can't have peanuts, and that's very, like, high in protein, so I have to find things to replace it.
You can have oatmeal. Oatmeal is actually...
There's a lot of good fat protein in it that you can
oatmeal's good for you, but it also can make you thick as well.
It won't get my breasts bigger.
Don't you drink protein shakes?
I don't. I don't work in that department. Like I can't. So I don't know how to do that.
You gotta like triple up on them.
Yeah, you already. Doing
you know, as a you little. Know as a trainer, I don't know how to make breasts bigger. I don't know how to do that. I know how to make chest bigger.
Like, yeah, you more.
It's closer to the same
like
thing.
Buffer.
They, but what she's asking for, I can't. I don't know how to do that.
This thing they be doing.
There's other exercises.
It helps.
It helps.
But you can
get muscular ass titties. I didn't ask for that, Harley.
I'm not.
I didn't ask for hard muscular titties.
Well, I didn't say that.
If you go get a silicone titty, you gonna have a hard ass silicone titty. It's gonna feel like this.
Like somebody stuffed pillows in it.
Nigga, it's gonna feel worse than the pillow.
A punching bag.
It's gonna feel like someone put a fucking a weight on your chest.
What was you doing last year?
Not working at Amazon, so I gained like maybe 10 pounds.
Yeah, you was getting thicked up.
Yeah, then I started working at Amazon, guys.
Well, hit more. Don't deliver more packages.
Quit. How about that?
Just start hitting undeliverable every day.
Undeliverable.
Yeah. It wasn't a safe delivery place for me to bring it to, so I just didn't deliver
it. It was the hood. And, you know, I don't associate with people from the hood. Be like the one
they too
girl.
Aggressive.
They're too aggressive. Even though I'm going to have assault charges. Please, crazy.
That shit is crazy. Got her mug shots online and everything.
That's
so
crazy. We got to go back to that.
She got her mug. They got her mug shots posted.
Oh, yes.
Posted. How dare you? You heathen. I never even been to jail.
You heathen.
Excuse me?
You skank.
You're the worst kind of people.
Worst kind of people.
Mm.
She's aggressive.
She's a threat.
You know, yesterday I was walking. To my car. Saw some white girl. The white girl talking to the black guy, and then the one white girl was like, "No, he assaulted me." After the police officer came up, and the guy's like, "Yo, she's lying." Da, da, da. And luckily, I'm gonna be honest. I walked past the guy when the girl was talking to this white girl drunk all over him and shit. And her friend was trying to pull her away from the guy. The guy wasn't doing nothing. When her friend was like, "Yo, leave her alone," he went like this. He's like, and the girl was all over him still. And the cop was like talking to the girl like, "Where did he assault you, ma'am?" Da, da, da. And I was like, I'm gonna be honest. I just walked past. That man didn't touch her at all. He actually was like this, and she was like, "I was like, man, I'm sorry. I stick up for black people no matter where I'm at. I'm not gonna let you get a black man potentially killed."
Wait, what? That happened yesterday at the crawl?
No, it happened after like y'all left and everything. And I was about to walk into my car. I stopped at 1518 to say what's up to Lena. Oh, okay. I was like, I'm right here. Might as well say what's up. I know she's at work.
Yeah.
So
1518 Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, who worked there? They got some real good muscles.
Wings? My friend
wings?
Lena.
Ooh, I fuck with
wings. They got good wings, too.
She works there.
I fuck with muscles.
Why you never tell me this? I go there all the time.
If you ever see the black girl in there that works with the bar.
Is she the only black girl that worked there?
Yep.
Yes.
Jesus, why is that? They hiring?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
She needs some more niggas around there.
Y'all would be great friends.
Why? Because we like to drink?
No.
She like muscles?
No, she just like, you guys have a lot of things that are like, her birthday's actually on 420.
Send me her Instagram. We can get high.
We can get high.
Okay.
That's my dog for real.
Lena?
Mm-hmm.
She really worked there?
She cool peoples.
I call her all the time.
When was the last time you were here?
Probably a year ago. I'm lying.
Niggas is lying.
Niggas, I go there all the time. That is not all the time.
y'all was there a year ago.
They muscles good as shit. So her bring me something for real.
How about you just go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I will.
All right, guys.
Well, that's it.
Send the pod. Good pod today, guys.
This has been episode.
I'm sorry to a victim, my brother.
Wait. It's okay, man. I got something for her.
We
got to
do our handles first.
This is episode
172. Why did y'all turn this on?
Because you love
you have no facial hair, bro. Turn this shit off.
I see DC.
You don't have no facial hair. What is happening? Ew. Get this shit off the TV.
Nigga, end it. This has been episode 172 of the greatest podcast of all time. That's absolutely about nothing. This is Yep Another Podcast. I'm Stunt. Follow me at IMSTUNT and follow us all together at yup_another_pod. Sean, where can they find you?
That's how, what you call him looking right now? Jalen Hurts.
He grew his beard back.
That fast?
Yeah.
That shit grew back like pussy hair. What's my at? Sean D. Don?
Sean D. Don.
I always think it's plug still.
Well, why? You were Sean the plug last week.
Pussy hair grow back within 48 hours.
Not
Literally. Once you shave, that shit's back. You put the lotion on, put your clothes. Damn, that shit back already.
That shit back already.
That's how his beard is.
Shout out to that hair.
Ew.
Shout out to the hair.
Bitches, we gotta start waxing.
No, you don't.
I didn't start yet, so I have to speak for
myself.
No,
you don't. Let it grow. Harley, go ahead.
You can follow me on the IG and the TikTok at HarleyNoDavidson_. Also, come out to Watusi Bar every Wednesday. We have Good Vibes open mic comedy. If you a comedian, come get your set on. Sign us at 8:30. Show starts at 9:00. 50 Cent Wings, $5 City Wides. Your man Harley's hosting. Your other dude, London's hosting. We gonna do this shit every Wednesday.
Y'all do the Tootsie Slide here? Y'all should do the Tootsie Slide here.
That's hilarious. That is actually hilarious. That's hilarious. I will. You see, this is why you gotta do your open mic. Come out.
Oh, well, Sean will be there this week, right?
When? What's that?
Wednesday. On Wednesday. You don't work Wednesdays, actually.
No, I'm busy Thursday. So, yeah.
What do you do Thursday?
It's my best friend's birthday, so we went out.
Whose birthday? It's not Veronica's birthday.
No, my Mexican.
Oh, Cynthia? Oh, my, my Mexican.
So, you pulling up? Yes or no?
Happy birthday, Cynthia.
Happy birthday, Cynthia.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
You'll be there Wednesday.
Wait, what time?
9 p.m.
Tushy slot? What time? I mean, where? 9? Right. Sorry.
Yeah, 9 p.m.
Having a brain fart. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Khalif, where can they find you?
Chief.
You got to say it in your Southern accent.
Chief underscore leave. _ Chief Feats _. Twitter, Chief Leaf, double _.
It's X to you.
It's the tip.
Thank you.
This ain't Texas.
Yo.
All right.
You should have played 16 Carriages.
I got it was
that's my shit.
It was just the moment. All right, guys. Sean. Guys, always remember you're beautiful. Always remember you could do whatever you want. And Sean.
Make sure y'all eat some ass. Make sure the niggas eat the women's asses, though.
Eat pussy today, not tomorrow.
Don't suck no dick.
Today, not tomorrow.
Like this second.
Like right now.
Like don't wait another moment.
Not a moment at all.
Until the end of the month too, though. And then even after. And like, just why
skip
stop?
That. Skip that 1 week. But
eat pussy today. When the period is
nigga.
On?
Duh. Oh my gosh. I'm fucking off.
Not everybody get a period.
Oh my god.
Not everybody get a period, okay?
Shut it off.